This week's parsha, Parshat Korach, is known as the parsha of rebelliousness. We meet a character who clearly is interested in rebellion, Korach, who congregates an entire rebellion together with a large group of people, which attempts to uproot the very heart of the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, and ultimately is clearly against the mantra of subscribing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What exactly is the heart of the problem of which Korach causes? How or what exactly will assist us in helping to clarify the rebellious nature of Korach? What was the method to his madness? And from a Jewish point of view, obviously, what was the problem with what Korach attempted to do? The very name of Korach comes from the word korcha. Korcha means a division, a split. What was Korach attempting to split apart in the heart of Am Yisrael? In fact, what's strange is that Korach himself is part of Bnei Levi. There's a certain level of chokhmah, of wisdom, and even of ruchniut, of spirituality, that Korach clearly achieves. And so at first glance, one wonders, what exactly was Korach's devious plan? What did he do so wrong when dealing with a person who clearly was on a certain level and attained a certain height of spirituality? Rashi, in a sense, adds to the difficulty. Because Rashi says that Korach came to Moshe Rabbeinu and challenged him with the following examples. Korach said to Moshe, Talit shekulo tchelet, a talit that is completely painted in the color of tchelet, this bluish, purplish, royal color that represents or clearly is a color that has to be within the strings of tzitzit. If a talit is completely blue, does it need to have the strings of the tzitzit in them? And then he challenges him with a second question. Bayit shemalei svarin, a house that is full and filled with Jewish books, with sifrei Torah, books that have to do with Torah wisdom, is that house required to have a mezuzah? And at first glance, when you look at Korach's posing challenges to Moshe, it sounds absolutely ridiculous and even borders on the total absurd. Korach, a Talmid Chacham, knows that even a talit, no matter what color it is, no matter how beautiful it is presented, needs to have tzitzit. A house that is filled with sfarim has nothing to do with exempting it from the chiyuv deoraita, from the obligation in the Torah of placing a mezuzah on its post. So what exactly are Korach's intentions? Very difficult to understand. And there are many various explanations in understanding what Korach was getting at with these proposals and challenges to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Yaakov Ariel, the chief rabbi of Ramat Gan, in his Sefer Me'ohalei Torah, explains that Korach came to uproot the concept of the institution. What we understand with regards to Kedusha, to holiness, is that Kedusha requires a basis. All holiness is premised upon and predicated upon sound halachic reasoning. And therefore Korach is interested in ignoring, nay, destroying the very process and foundation of religiosity. When Korach says a talit shekulo tchelet, a talit that is completely immersed in the color blue, what he's saying to Moshe is that we can discard and disregard the details of spirituality. If a person, says Korach,
is surrounded and enthralled by the big picture of Kulo Tchelet, of all blue, which represents the sky. If a person is enveloped by the sky, then there is no need to pay attention or to give heed to detail. That person is completely surrounded by the blue of spirituality. Why on earth would he need those little details known as the white strings of tzitzit, when the bigger picture demonstrates that he clearly has what it takes to achieve and attain spirituality? And the same goes with his second complaint to Moshe, the tiff that he proposes. Bayit Shemalei Svarim. Again, the large global picture is of a house that is completely filled with Svarim. There is no need for the mezuzah. After all, says Korach, the house is the general picture, the large picture. A mezuzah is an insignificant detail that has very little to do, when you look at the large picture, with spiritual success. We take the mezuzah, this small little piece of parchment, we roll it up, and we wrap it in paper and insert and stick it inside a wall. It's not important. It hardly plays relevance to progressive spirituality. And yet Korach makes a gross error. What Korach does not understand is that the importance of individuals, the importance of spirituality, is the ability to look at the mezuzah and not to insert it in the wall and to forget about it. But no, before I walk into a Bayit Shemalei Svarim, before I walk into a house that is filled with Sifrei Torah, Sifrei Kodesh, books of spirituality, I first give a quick glance at the mezuzah. The mezuzah reminds me that it is indeed intricate, significant detail upon which is based this entire house. The mezuzah reminds me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you enter the house, remember, where did this house come from? Who is the basis, or who gave the Sifrei Kodesh, the Sfarim, the books, their spiritual attributes? None other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is none other than the small item of the mezuzah that reminds us of the predication, the basis of where the house comes from. Korach does not appreciate the clarification that is required in order to arrive at the big picture. He doesn't understand the concept of the doorpost. He doesn't appreciate the concept of the small strings playing a part in the big picture. That both of these mitzvot represent that without the small parts of Judaism, without paying attention to the intricate details of halakha, then there is no foundation for the larger picture upon which to rest. Says Rav Ariel as follows, Hateva kulo banui al chukim. Nature is founded upon laws, upon bases. Al mimisad al ma'areche kvua v'yitziva. For nature, for spiritual nature to succeed, it is founded upon steadfastness. It is founded upon stability. Kach gam teva ha'adam. So too is the nature of man. Rak betoch ha'misgeret u'mitocha yechola litzmoach spontaniut amitit. Only when man has some framework, is given structure with which to work, only then can he deal with spontaneity. Only then can he deal with truth when he appreciates what it means to have stability and structure. Hamisgeret eina mafriya. A framework does not deter man from growing. Adrabe, Just the opposite, says Rav Ariel. He ha-me'afsheret le'adam lif'ol al-pi chehuto apnimit. Structure enables man the ability, the freedom, to explore and to further search for a deeper sense of commitment and understanding. En adam yachol lizanek v'likvotz legova. A person cannot possibly jump up high. Ela im kein akarka yetziba tachat raglav. Unless the ground from upon which he jumps is stable and strong. The mezuzah, the strings in the tzitzit, is the ground. Yes, a person wants to reach the tchelet, the sky, but without the ground upon which to rest, he cannot possibly hope to jump to the tchelet above. Ein adam yachol letapes al sulam ra'ua, says Rav Ariel. A person cannot possibly climb a ladder which is unstable, which is shaking at its foundations. Ela al sulam yitziv. It is only possible to climb the ladder of success when it is a ladder that is stable. Rak kasher umutzav arza yuchal rosho lehagia shamayma. Only when the ladder rests upon the ground, my dear friends, the ground that represents foundation, the ground that represents the elements that gives us the basis upon which to rest our spirituality, only then can he achieve and attain greatness in the spiritual heights above. This is why, by Yaakov Avinu, when Jacob, our forefather, rests on Eretz Yisrael, fleeing from his brother Esav, the Torah attests to the fact that his dream is V'inei sulam mutzav arza v'rosho magia hashamayma. There is a ladder which descends from the earth below and ascends to the heavens above. But first the Torah describes the ladder below. First the person has to have a basis, a stable foundation upon which to rest that ladder in order to achieve and climb the ladder of spiritual success. As opposed to Korach, who wants to ignore the first stages and steps of setting out the institution, of setting up the foundation. We, everyone is holy. We already saw what's at Mount Sinai, ignoring the fact that Mount Sinai is predicated in its revelation upon our Avot HaKdoshim, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, upon our Rabbanim, Rabbis who Paskin Halacha. That's what gives structure and foundation to us that allow the element of spiritual progress. And therefore it is fitting, Rabotai, that Korach is swallowed up by none other than the ground. In the end, Korach va'adato, Korach and his entire following are enveloped by the ground. A ground that is weak. A ground which is cracked and which ultimately opens and devours Korach, representing the fact that he did not prepare the groundwork for spiritual attributes. This past week, I had an unbelievable encounter. I went to one of my Talmidim's wedding from the Shivat Hesder Kiryat Gat, where I teach. And this boy got married. He's a boy from a Sephardi family. His father and mother worked very hard, did not make a great living, but they worked very hard to give him a beautiful wedding. And a beautiful wedding it was. Tremendously labordic, tremendous spirit. Bachurei yeshiva, boys from yeshiva, dancing non-stop. The first dance was absolutely remarkable. But what was most remarkable is, here is a young man in his fourth year of yeshivat hesder, who clearly has achieved a certain amount of knowledge in Torah wisdom. But his parents did not have the opportunity to sit and study in yeshiva. And what I found most striking was that at the end of the first dance, people, Talmidim, brought a chair for the Chatan to sit down on because he was exhausted having danced for an hour straight. But the last dance that the Chatan partook in was to dance together with his father. He brought his father in the middle of the circle and they danced together for the first time. And instead of the Chatan himself sitting down on the chair, he brought his father to the chair and had his father sit. And he kneeled in front of his father and clapped his hands. The simcha was not noveya. The happiness was not only resounding for the Chatan himself, but the Chatan felt privileged and honored that he could bring his father to this day when his father would enjoy seeing his son being brought to the Chatan. What an act of kibud avim! What a remarkable, outstanding act of respect and reverence towards one's father. That, my friends, is what struck me most about this Chatuna. That is how a child appreciates a parent. And that is how the detail, how the large picture of a boy who studied in yeshiva demonstrates that Judaism is founded upon a foundation. The foundation of a parent. The rule, the father, who gave him the kelim, the utensils, the ability to immerse himself in studying Torah. The child demonstrated that he appreciated the tzitzit, the small strings that make that difference for the tchelet. He demonstrated that he understood where the house full of sfarim, full of Torah wisdom, where it comes from. It comes from the mezuzah, the father who was willing to nurture and invest in his child's development. This past week, or 2 weeks ago, when President Barack Hussein Obama spoke about the Jewish right to Eretz Yisrael, to the Holy Land, was the result of our martyrdom that we experienced throughout generations, the persecution that the Jewish people experienced culminating in the Holocaust. That gives the Jewish right to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel, said Obama. And I have to tell you, Rabotai, one doesn't have to be a genius to understand that the remarks made by the President of the United States were insulting and downright despicable. Our right to Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with our having been persecuted. That's a by the by. That itself is wrong as well. But Eretz Yisrael is our right because it belongs to us. It is our homeland, and is clearly stated in the Torah itself. This is the premise and the base upon which we stand. This is the premise and the base of Eretz Yisrael. It's the Sulam Mutzav Arza. Eretz Yisrael is our ladder, which begins in the ground below. And it is through that land that we ascend to spiritual heights. Rosho Magia Hashamayma. Let us never lose sight of where our foundations and our bases come from. Because the moment that happens, Chalila V'chas, it's the moment that we are compared to Korach v'Adato. That is what it means to be rebellious. It is only through our subscribing to the foundations of Torah, of Kibud Avaim, reverence and respect to our parents, and of course, reverence and respect to Eretz Yisrael as is exhibited through our relationship to Hashem. By understanding these foundations, we rectify Korach's misinterpretation of where spirituality rests. And we rectify and appreciate the great statement that we'll be able to say in the fitting manner, Ki kol ha'idah kulam kedoshim. Shabbat shalom.